Hello, and thank you for joining Vision and Voices, a podcast where ordinary people are doing extraordinary things in their community. I'm your host, Crystal Baker Gill, and today our topic is meditation, energy healing, and transformation. The art of meditation has been practiced in India for thousands of years. Its purpose was to reduce stress, calm the mind, and increase inner peace. In the 1970s, medical researchers at Harvard University began studying transcendental meditation. They found that during the practice of meditation, the body has what they call the relaxation response. The relaxation response gives the body a rest that is deeper than the rest from sleep. They also found that through regular meditation, that deep rest builds up the body over time, and it's that deepening that reduces stress, improves brain capacity, increases focus, and results in benefits to your overall health. My guest today is Michelle Porter Will. Michelle is one of Volunteers of America Chesapeake and Carolina's program directors. She's a program director for our Supportive Services for Veteran Families, which is a community-based program that provides a range of supportive services to veteran families. And if that isn't enough, Michelle is also an energy healing, a healer, I should say. She's certified as an energy healer, and she's continued on to receive her master's certification in Reiki. We'll talk a little bit more about that and what Reiki is. She is also certified as a sound healer, and she's commissioned as a healing minister through the Rays of Healing Church. Michelle meditates daily, and she also facilitates group meditation. So welcome, Michelle. Welcome to the Vision and Voices.
Thank you, Crystal.
So I'm excited to jump into our topic today. I'm sure a lot of people have heard about meditation, but they may not be as familiar with energy healing. So can you share a little about what energy healing is?
Absolutely. Okay. So this is on occasion foreign to people when they've not heard this before. So I'm going to do my best at sharing with the audience what it is that I feel from within, my intuition, so to speak. Energy healing is an energy when tapped into through total surrender. And by surrender, I mean allowing yourself to be one with God completely. I don't mean like giving up food or giving up your vehicle or your home, that kind of surrender. It is allowing for our total existence to be one with the divine. So tapping in through this total surrender and pure divine intention can be used to heal. Although I don't typically refer to it as an alternative healing practice, it is thought to complement the Western medical and mental health models in their expertise of practices. Energy is what we are made of. It's all of who we are. We are congealed light. And if we were to spread out our molecules that make up the body, make up our bodies, we would see and feel our awesomeness, our energy. We would see who we truly are, spirit, having an experience in the body. Because we don't usually spend our time spreading out our molecule structures, our bodies, in this manner, we have a grand capacity to use other modes of knowing, seeing, and feeling our own energy and others' energy as well. Each one of us are a spark of the divine. Every one of our trillions of cells are filled with this spark of the divine. And every one of us have the capacity to bring into focus this consciousness of moving energy. We are all energy and have the capacity to call upon energies of healing at any time. Now, it does take practice. I mean, that is something that I have had to do for the last few years, even though I will say from the time that we are born, from the time that our soul enters this body, if we didn't have what I'll call amnesia, we would bring this great capacity into our existence, and we would be doing this all the time. It's not nurtured typically when we come in to the earth. And I think because we have forgotten that we can utilize this as a tool for ourselves, we often don't explore what that is, what those energies are. So as I said, it takes practice, and it also takes the belief in our greater mind. And when I speak about greater mind, I'm talking about our soul self. But each one of us can heal, and we can heal others as well as healing ourselves. So we are what I like to call, and I didn't coin this phrase, but we are transmitters and receivers. We're also observers. And I won't go into the observation, but it has more to do with being in the present moment and watching actually what is going on. Mm-hmm. So transmitters, receivers, meaning each of us have the ability to send or to transmit, and each of us have the ability to receive. So just for a moment for the audience, let's imagine that we are all receivers. I'm the transmitter right now sharing this, but let's imagine that we're all receivers. You've decided you want to sit quietly, opening yourself up to total relaxation in whatever way you like, whatever way you enjoy most. But our setting is going to be outdoors in nature, where you hear the birds chirping, you feel a slight breeze blowing through the trees, and you can hear the trees rustling. The sun is warming on your face. You imagine a small babbling brook nearby and relax even deeper into your thoughts, enjoying the sounds of the beautiful water and the nature around you. As you relax even deeper, your body frees itself of any of the stress that you are carrying or any worry that came across your mind. You're being carried by the energy of nature. In this moment, you are receiving the messages of who you are in nature. You are the receiver of this beautiful energy without looking for it. You realize you feel energized. You feel free. You start to feel energy within your body, and you are perhaps even wondering why you were holding on to a stressful thought. This is energy healing.
Very beautiful. I love that concept. I love how you explained it. Can you share a little bit about how sound healing also works into, you know, the energy healing process?
Absolutely. So I'm going to just extrapolate a little bit more on the healing energy and then bring sound into it. So although during that example that I gave you, we didn't receive healing from another person, the energy of healing was transmitted to each one of you. And the receiver, us as the receiver in nature, we took it in and it was real and we all felt it. Again, we are spirit in body experiencing our truest nature in that present moment. And although we are presently in the body in this congealed light, we are made up of subtle bodies that expand out into the universe. Besides the example of this healing energy from the nature, we feel things, we feel energy, we feel subtle things when we can tune in. We feel these things because we are made of subtle bodies that expand outside of our physical selves. And again, this is something that I experience. You know, not all the listeners may experience this right now, but with our subtle bodies, we tap into various things. We call this also our intuition. The subtle bodies are like our feelers, flowing gently into the universe. Depending upon frequency and vibration, and this is where sound comes in, we are able to feel energies, to share these energies with others as well. We work through the heart and the mind of the divine for our guidance and our inspiration. And depending upon how often and how curious we are, we can tap into the consciousness of healing at any time. So sound healing is another form of healing. Again, it's at a very deep level, and I didn't mention that, but it is at a deeper level sometimes than what we are aware of. Sound is frequency. Sound healing can help clear energetic blockages and can facilitate healing on a physical and mental level. Like healing energy, the benefits of sound include lowering stress and just decreasing overall worries or concerns that we may have. Our souls, honestly, are a symphony of sound, which is why I believe our bodies react and heal so well to specific frequencies. Every human cell has and is responsive to frequency and vibration. The healing frequency of 528 hertz has been researched and explored. It's also said by biochemists, said to repair DNA that is damaged. It can have the potential. So there are many types of sounds, some that are not of a healing potential, but then there are many sounds such as sound baths with crystal or Tibetan bowls. And I want to just give an example of a sound through a Tibetan bowl. And before I do so, try to tap into your heart. Try to feel with your heart this sound coming through. This is a Tibetan bowl that is at the F frequency, which resonates with our heart. We allow for that sound just to come into the body and feel its resonance within. And these are the effects of how sound works through our body.
I definitely felt that. I could feel it, you know, the vibration and that, as you said, the frequency flowing through your body. You can definitely feel that. That's awesome. And it's probably something that, you know, most people aren't aware of. So I'm glad we're, you know, have an opportunity to discuss this and talk about it. I wanted to go into this. So I know you said you practice Reiki. Tell me a little bit about that. What does that mean? And what type of healing process is that, or therapeutic process is that?
Okay, so Reiki is yet another healing modality, and I was interested originally in developing my understanding of Reiki before I even went out into this world of energy healing. I thought it was a good place, and so for the listeners, you know, exploring Reiki energy is really quite interesting and beautiful. If you're interested in healing at all, you might explore Reiki and what that is about for you. So Reiki is a Japanese energy healing technique. As I said, it's another modality. The predominant form of Reiki practice throughout the world today is also known as, and I'm going to pronounce it the way that I know, Yusu or Yusai Reiki. It was created by a doctor in the early 20th century, and it's complementary to the alternative health approach. Right now, I am aware of several hospitals who allow for Reiki practitioners to come in and to work. And I myself had the opportunity, I don't do it now, but I had been involved in the Life with Cancer Center, where Reiki was provided to the persons who also had been receiving chemotherapies and other kinds of therapies for their cancers. And I will tell you, you know, the feedback that I've received is that it really does work. So Reiki does not directly cure diseases or illnesses, but it is a very gentle modality, primarily with the use of hands and energy coming in through the hands as a way to manage symptoms and improve general well-being. So during a Reiki session, one might see a practitioner using their hands directly on the person or maybe just above the person. And Reiki can be done through distance type healing as well. So it's a focus. Again, as I mentioned, it's a modality, but it's a focus, and it's really tapping into our God source, our I am source, in order to bring in that beautiful love. And I just want to say, you know, people say it's the practitioner that's doing the healing. I don't believe that. I believe it's the practitioner, client or patient relationship that brings in that healing. A special connection is formed. And I like to think of this, when I think about it, I think of Jesus saying in the Bible, whenever two or more of you are gathered in my name, there is love. And I translate that love to be that Christ consciousness. And through that Christ consciousness, there is healing. And love is big with healing.
That's beautiful. So, and just in hearing you talk and hearing you speak about it, I know it's something that's near and dear to your heart. When we talked previously, you talked about it being your purpose, you know, something that you feel like God has, you know, really challenged you to do. So tell me a little bit about that, how you or why you feel it is your purpose.
So thank you for asking, Chris. This is the side of me I don't share too often. But so as I mentioned previously, when we come into the body at birth, the soul comes into the body. And I believe we come in with knowing. And I also believe that when, as we grow, if it's nurtured, you know, in an environment where it can be nurtured, we may tap into that early in our lives, or we may not tap into it, or there may be signs. So I believe that we are guided all the way from birth to when we transition back to ourselves as the soul. But as a child, I used to feel energy, and many of the listeners will probably agree. There were moments when I would have deja vu and I would wonder, why does it appear as though I've been here? Or I may have flying dreams, or which I love. I mean, I love to have a flying dream, and I used to have them all the time when I was a child. And what I think is some of those things are the remembering. And so bringing that into current life, I have always, well, I'm a social worker, and I knew that I had been called to do social work. And I will honestly say, my friends are Jesus, who with whom I have spoken many, many times throughout my life. He has encouraged me. I also speak with my guides. I feel we have guides. I don't feel we're ever alone on this earth. So I've spoken with Archangel Michael, who is also a good friend of mine, and Archangel Raphael, who is a healing angel. So my inspiration doesn't just come from my thoughts. I feel as though I'm guided intuitively by whom I've spoken already. And that brought me to where I am today. And so, you know, we might all ask ourselves, what is our mission here on this earth? What is our purpose? And I have myself asked that same question. And as time goes, I realize now my purpose is to truly help others. Now, through social work, I've been able to help others, and that's been awesome. I feel like social work for me was not actually a job. It was something I was going to do as a lifetime. It was going to be something that I knew would be a part of who I am as a being. And now I'm starting to realize that that social work, those conversations with Jesus, with Archangel Michael, with Raphael, all of that has been in preparation of discovery of my purpose. And so, you know, I don't take it lightly that my friends reside in high places, you know, but I think through meditation, and every one of us can do this with their commitment to being in that place with God, the truth, the I am place. I feel as though each one of us will hear our calling. And I feel very blessed to have the opportunity to help others in this way.
That's awesome. And, you know, speaking about helping others and, you know, you being in your social work, how is it, or are you able to use your your purpose or your God-given, you know, talent to help those that you serve in the veteran population, because we know a lot of individuals now are, you know, feeling isolated, feeling, going through some different types of anxiety because of the pandemic. So, you know, how can that healing or the energy healing or even meditation be used to help those in that community?
Thank you for asking. So I'll just say, when we embark on this kind of work with others, and all of us are doing it in one fashion or another, we're all helping each other. We do that through a level of commitment. And through that level of commitment is created a vibration within us. We hold the space of that vibration. And while holding that space, it is through our words, it is through our actions at times that actually can provide for that healing to take place. And so you mentioned working with the veteran population and those who are isolated at home during this time. And, you know, it's been a struggle, and a lot of people are, you know, emotionally feeling down. So when it's possible, each one of us, I feel our responsibility is to speak our truth, which is love, to speak with kindness. I can't express how much kindness means to who I am. And kindness not as in, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm baking a cake for my neighbor, whatever that. Kindness, I mean, comes through us as a vibration, as a healing, another healing modality, if you will. And through our words can be felt. And I feel it has been a great honor for me anyway, and for my staff as well, to be able to work with veterans, even if it means just spending 5 minutes on the telephone to speak about their anxieties, whatever it is. So when we have that opportunity to speak those loving words through that kindness, through that healing, through that vibration, I really feel like it can be felt and is felt, even if the person is still reeling, whatever it is that has happened, is still feeling yuck. At some point, they will feel like, oh, wow, what is that that I'm feeling? I feel a happiness in my heart.
Yeah, I agree. I was looking at, there was a study, a John Hopkins study, I think it's by Professor William Kaiken is how I think he pronounces his name. And it showed that meditation was as effective as some commonly used antidepressant drugs, you know, that people are using now. So, you know, I think it's something that we really have to take a look at, you know, because right now in our society is so medicated, you know, everybody is taking some type of prescription drug. So, yeah, I appreciate you, you know, kind of talking about that. So wanted to ask this. So there are some ways in which meditation and energy healing can be used for medical treatment. So another study that I read talked about, there was a study of individuals who were going through alcohol treatment, and they took half of the group. They had them do a 12-step program, and the other half of the group did mindful meditation. And it showed that the group that did mindful meditation, 8% of them returned, you know, had relapses after a year, but 20% of those going through the 12-step program, you know, suffered relapses. So I think it says a lot about, you know, meditation and bringing in that healing and being able to work from within, you know, to kind of to resurface and to heal individuals. So what are some of the ways in which you think, you know, that healing energy can be used in medical treatment?
So I'll use myself as the example real quickly. For whatever reason, I've had anxiety where I get panic attacks for the last, since I was 25, I'll just say that. So I no longer have panic attacks. I did not know really about meditation until, well, I mean, I've known about meditation, but I didn't know about the effects, I should say. And so it's true. The mindfulness and bringing yourself to a place that is not of the outside world. Mm-hmm. You're bringing yourself to a place where you can tune in to who you are internally. So you go internally in order to go out, which I know that doesn't make sense maybe, but the outwardness is the meeting with God once you have come in, and it is effective and it can bring your blood pressure down. It can bring your stress levels down. People have been healed, even though, you know, there are disclaimers that there these, as I'll say, quote unquote, alternative modalities are not medical based. They do heal. I have seen it.
If you don't mind, I'd like to do a short kind of give our listeners a little sample of a meditation moment.
Okay. All right, so let's everyone close our eyes gently. And I want you to take a deep breath in. And as you're breathing in, I want you to imagine love and light coming into you from the universe. And breathe out any stress that you may have, allowing for that love and light to come in. And as you're breathing, I want you to focus, follow your breath throughout the body, bringing it in. And let it go. And again, we're going to bring love and light into the body through our breath. Bring it in and allow it to go. And as you are bringing in these breaths, as you are breathing in, I want you to imagine, still following the breath, I want you to imagine you expanding out into the vastness of what it awaits you, of the beauty. So breathing in, following the breath in, and allowing it out gently as we expand out. And feel the subtle energies touching the beautiful frequency that awaits you. And just for a moment, feel that. And continue to breathe in and out, following your breath from all the way down to your tailbone, to the top of your head, allowing for space in the body, allowing for our congealed light to expand out, expanding out into whom you are. Through the breath. And so I know this was just a short meditation, but one way to go into this, if you're in a moment where you're stressed out, is to follow that breath. Just take the moment, take the time you need, take some deep breaths, and continue that breathing, following it until you finally feel yourself relaxed and in that expanded space.
Thank you, Michelle. I really appreciate it. This was a beautiful time for us to be together. I feel your energy just in our conversation. And I'm sure some of our listeners will be interested in learning a little more. So you've given them something to look forward to. Thank you again. This has been Vision and Voices, a podcast where ordinary people are doing extraordinary work in your community. Come to visit us on voachesapeake.org and learn more about what we do at Volunteers of America Chesapeake and Carolinas. And you could also listen to this podcast and others like it on Dragon Digital Radio. Thank you again.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.